Podcast, My Music Station.
I love you.
We'll be right back.
Hello again and welcome to PCP's Pete Kogel. It's PCP 361. And, welcome to the show. I've got some interesting music for you. Starting off with that one, that was a band called Male Bonding. Been doing a bit of that this week. I'll tell you more later. Male Bonding, they're from Dulston in London, of course. And that track is called Bones. And surprisingly, I got that from Sub Pop Records, which of course is an American label, so obviously they're getting some exposure over there in America as well. So, good stuff. In fact, I was actually looking at one point for Dulston, because it did say on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/malebonding, Dulston UN. I'm thinking, UN? What two-letter acronym is, or short version is that for a state in the US? And of course, then I realised, of course, that UN actually was UK misspelt. Never mind. It's been an interesting week. Hope you've enjoyed your week. Mine has been extremely busy. I've had lots of things to do. I'll tell you more as we go on. Let's have a track from an artist that came out of Jamendo and the Neblina Sound record label. The artist is called, or the band is called, Yunan. Yuanan, Y-U-A-N-A-N. This track is called Dime.
Ahora es el momento de actuar.
nice reggae groove there. That was Yuanan and a track called Dime. You can find them at myspace.com and then a strange name, Ray Ya B Studio. That's R-E-Y-J-A-H-B Studio. Not quite sure where that comes from. They're from Badalona in Spain, and you can find them, more about them, at Jimendo and Nublina Sound, both of which are definitely worth checking out. Hope you enjoyed that. I really did. A couple of tracks now from artists from the former Soviet bloc, as it were. It's a long time since it's been a Soviet bloc. First is from Russia, next one's from Ukraine. This is a reworking of The Police's Message in a Bottle, as done by Madders Yahoo, as redone by Brown Noise Bootlegs. Probably not really pod safe if you think about it, but they put it up on Jamendo, and they put it, they put it up on Sociopath Recordings, and said they had had the right to do so. So let's hope they do. This is Message in a Bottle.
Message in a bottle. Message in a
until tomorrow, internet flat screen. What's the message in your bottle? She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes full throttle. Battle axe and chop them down. That's the call of the wild. There's no message in your bottle. Emptiness, it's just hollow. Think the way to wake up is new success. Just shallow loss and seed into the wind. Producing loss and sorrow. Dracula's an empty beast. Sucking the blood from the marrow. Horse hardened like stone. One to be known like Pharaoh. To the dead, my people go. That's the call of the wild. Been drowning in the river. Swimming, bobbling, towers, top. The wolf of steam dropping four hearts to swallow. If his roots are cut off, how we can feed this flower. Might look pretty temporary, but rotting within the hour. Connected from its source with no footsteps to follow. Chasing death describes the life, world's a bridge that's narrow.
Sending out an SOS message in the dark. Sending out an SOS message in the dark. Sending out an SOS message in the dark.
Yeah.
This is in a bottle as you've never heard it before, as remixed by Mad as Yahoo and mostly by Brown Noise Bootlegs. You can find them at brownnoise.nm.ru. Also available from the excellent Sociopath Recordings at sociopath-recordings.com. Always worth checking out if you want a bit of drum and bass or something completely frantic. Absolutely frantic. Great stuff. Hope you enjoyed that. It's, as I said, it's been a busy week. I've got a bit further with the record label. I will play a track from you on that in a minute. But needless to say, the record label is live. So you can go to angeldustrecords.com and you'll find out more about it. We have our first release out and a track will be coming out a bit soon. But here's something else. This is Heat by Crisis Beat. Which is translated from the Ukrainian or possibly the Russian, krizisbit.com is where you'll find him. This particular track is called Heat, as I said. You'll get it from Jamendo, and then after that we'll hear a little bit more from Mr. Vince Millett.
Глаза накинул, кличу Антонио Карлос Жабима. Был такой бразилец, я лягу на спину или на спину в надувной резине, пусть меня качает.
Жара, жара, июнь, июль, раскаленные машины и дорожный патруль. Жара, жара, июнь, июль, послушные мужчины заплывают за буря. Жара, жара, июнь, июль, раскаленные машины и дорожный патруль. Жара, жара, июнь, июль, стрёмные девчонки одеваются.
Казалось мало, стало быть, не выходило в меру первых судотела. Разодетое цветное море, молодое на показ,
пожилое на покой.
Жара, жара, июнь, июль, раскаленные машины и дорожный патруль. Жара, жара, июнь, июль, послушные мужчины заплывают за буря. Жара, жара, июнь, июль, раскаленные машины и дорожный патруль. Жара, жара, июнь, июль, странные девчонки одеваются.
Yeah.
And that traffic means I'm outside, and I'm on the Old Kent Road. I think it's 320 Old Kent Road in that there London. I'm looking out at what is that? What is that building? That new building they're building over there? What's it called?
That's the Shard at London Bridge, which is, you know, about a 10 or 15 minute bus ride away. But the thing is huge.
It's massive, isn't it? Yeah,
miles and miles. But it's going to be the tallest building in Europe.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, as you can tell, I'm with Vince from Secret Archives. Why are we here?
We're here because we're attempting to start a kind of a night, which we've called London Beat Club, only because we're in London and we couldn't think of a cleverer name. So we found this venue. We're in the, what's it called? The Thomas Beckett Famous Old Boxing Pub, but it's a shiny, slightly chavvy venue now. And this is our first night, and at the moment there's about two people in the place. I have fairly low expectations of there being more. So there's a chance it will carry on, and if not, we've got a couple of other likely venues that we might approach.
Okay.
But the idea is we just come and play music we like. So kind of transnational, dubstep, and the ninja has just discovered Moonbaton. And
so is Moonbaton the new genre?
Don't get me started. It's happening, and suddenly, just like there was dubstep mixes of everything coming out a year ago,
right?
Suddenly, there's Mumba mixes of things. So, and Mumbaton seems to mix kind of reggaeton with Latin music and hip hop, and there's a lot of the sound palette from dubstep is in there. So, kind of dubstepy sounds, but just rhythmically more kind of Latin. And it kind of works as a dance music. So we're experimenting a bit with that tonight and seeing how it's going down with the crowd of three people.
well, we'll get going with the crowd in a minute. So, yeah, cool. All right. Thanks very much, Vince. back outside again, and I'm with the ginger... Ginger Shinobi, the ginger ninja.
Well done, you've got it right.
Got the whole right thing there. And, that was an interesting experience. What just happened?
Well, I arranged a club night at the Thomas Beckett in South London. I did all the liaising with the manager, who's a lovely guy called Alex. And, we seem to have had a breakdown in communication, even though my poster, which you can see here,
says
hip-hop, global beats, IDM, which stands for intelligent dance music, transnational dubstep, afrobeat, transglobal breakbeat science. And I said we're going to play normal club music with a world feel. That's how I simplified it.
And then Vince got on the decks.
Vince got on the decks and took it hard. He was playing quite, I think, what's known as mumbacore, quite techie, almost techno-y mumbaton. And, it didn't go down well.
It didn't go down well, yeah.
So we essentially got told to start playing more soulful music or leave, and that this venue wasn't for us.
Right. So luckily...
Luckily, my esteemed DJ colleague George Luke stepped into the DJ booth and seems to be playing some sort of rare group soul thing, which sounds great from out here.
Yep.
But this is the end of our career as disc jockeys at the Thomas Beckett.
The London Beat Club will move.
Will move. Yeah. We need to manage the. I need to manage the relationship with the guys here because I literally live 200 meters away.
Right.
And I don't want to piss anyone off more than I have to. Nothing else. My missus likes coming for lunch here.
Oh well, there we go then. Yeah. It's very important that you can have lunch. Yes.
Yeah. So. I think we've managed to do that, and we've said, look, with George, come on and make friends with your crowd again, which he is doing. And that's that. And you live and learn, and hopefully we'll be back with a new venue soon. I mean, so we've already got a new venue.
That's all right then. That's good.
I don't know if Finn said that in a previous interview.
No, he didn't. So we'll talk about that. I'll be here for the next one, so we'll talk about that then. But. Tell me more about Moomba then, because this is something you just got into, and it's the new dubstep, isn't it? It's the new cool.
Well, yeah, I'd seen it on Generation Bass for the last year or so, but I'm remiss to say I hadn't listened to it at all. Mainly because I read about it and it had the word reggaeton in it.
Yes.
I hate reggaeton.
Me too.
I don't mind the instrumental side of it. It's just all the crap rap and bitches and bling and guns. And they take it a bit seriously. If it was a joke, it would be brilliant, but they actually think they're serious. I lived in South America for a year and got turned off reggaeton after about a week.
So Mumbaton is
almost in the two things to say. The first one, on one very superficial level, it's like reggaeton but intelligent. More accurate thing to say is it appears to be like dubstep, as it's a very broad church. There's lots of subgenres which are all named, like Mumba Soul, and I mentioned Mumba Core.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's just the same groove with a different soundscape for each thing. So I was playing Mumba Soul off essentially two compilations by this guy, Dave.
Dave.
There's the two Daves in Mumba, and I'm like going to say the wrong one, so I'm not going to say any. By Dave, called Mumba Soul Volumes 1 and 2. And I essentially played tunes from that, from both of them, for half an hour. And then
Vince came
on and
live and learn. Yeah.
I've been thrown out of better places than this. I was telling him, this is good podcast stuff. I was playing at it's not a pop nightclub, it's sort of quasi pop, sort of would play Friday night Radio 1, but the poppier side of that. And I played a B-side to a Basement Jack single for all you geeks out there. It's called All You Crazies. And I got asked to leave for being too hard.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It's the sort of place, I think, really, where they think the Venger Boys were underground. That was the last time I got thrown out of a club. For musical taste.
All right, so we move on to the new venue next time, and
which could be in Notting Hill.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Yeah. Oh well, we'll live and learn.
Yes, we live and learn.
We'll come back next time.
Yeah.
Cheers, go.
So that was a little bit of the sounds of last night as I was over there in that there London with the various members of the Archives Massive. It was an interesting evening. It didn't quite go as planned, but these things never do. The first week's the first time. So we'll have to find another venue, or the guys have to find another venue. I think I might get involved in some way, somehow. There's something to promote this. If you are a venue owner, or you do have that sort of interest in that sort of music, and want to think it would be good for your town, then of course in England, of course, that is, please do let me know. Drop me a line at peterkogel@gmail.com, and I'll pass the information on to the guys. I think the thing is that with podcasting, I'm talking to so few people spread so far. It's a decent sized number of people, but of course they're all in different locations and it's difficult to arrange a venue. So we'll see how it goes. Very interesting stuff. George Luke there gave us a nice bit of jazzy stuff at the end, which made the punters a bit happier. It's good stuff. Great to see so many DJs doing so much stuff. I've never had a go at it myself. Maybe one day I will do that. Right, maybe if I did, I'd play something like this. This is from Angel Dust Records, of course, at angeldustrecords.com. This is The Beast Inside by 303 DB. Somehow I'm not quite sure that would have actually got played at the club either, but yeah, that was interesting stuff. That was The Beat Inside by 303 DB, one of six tracks available from Dust Particles Volume 1 from Angel Dust Records, the record label owned by me. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Six different acts, very different acts with very different sounds. All very, very good indeed. Go check it out, angeldustrecords.com, where you'll find it. You'll download the tracks, play the tracks. More places will be available. I've set up accounts at Sonic Squirrel, at Bandcamp, SoundCloud, MySpace, Jumendo, waiting on archive.org. It's quite a fiddle, really. It's an interesting experience. It's only 2 weeks since I've sort of decided to do this, and I've already got the first release out. So it's not quite as quick as podcasting, but it's certainly quicker than you would expect on certain things. So I'm pretty impressed that I managed to get so much done. Now we've just got to make sure that everybody goes and listens to it. And I think the artists that have subscribed, taken the giant leap of faith, as it were, with me, have been very, very good indeed. So a big thanks to them. You can find out more about 303DB at 303db.com. He's also a fantastic photographer, so check out his work as well. He's from Croydon, another one of the Croydon Massive. It's what happens in Croydon these days. The Cronx is where it is. It's where it's at. Dudes. Yeah. Let's hear something else. This is from an interesting album that just came out on Block Sonic. I say it just came out. It came out a couple of days ago, and it's gone again. And I'm not quite sure why. I don't know if there's a particular problem with it. I'm going to play a particular track anyway, and hopefully by the time it comes out, this podcast comes out, you will have a chance to go to this link. This is from a compilation album put together by Lawrence Lessig's new project called Rootstrikers.org, a place where people can share their personal stories of how corruption has impacted their lives with ideas on how to fix it. In April, CC Mixter, which of course is a fantastic mixer remixing site, had a remix event called Strike the Root. And for this event, mixers were invited to contribute spoken word Pellas. Pellas? What's a Pella? Samples and remixes based on the Henry David Thoreau quote, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." So, yeah, Block Sonic has decided to sort of feature this. And here is a track from one of their releases. It's from the release Volume 34. Is it Volume 34? Let me just have a little look. Talk to yourselves for a second. Which is, it'll be from NetBlock Volume 34. Which is one of their Net Block Sonic releases. This is a track by Jerris, featuring Snowflake, I think, on vocals, actually called At the Root.
System, it has failed us. Its puppeteers gambled our money, our resources, our democracy, our sustenance, and lost. And then they got bailed out at our cost. Their fiduciary failure is rewarded with lavish bonuses and golden parachutes. Confidence is never enough when money is your master. Gandhi said, "He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it." We've been striking at evil's branches. If money is at the root of all evil,
Perhaps it is time to strike the root. How? Unplug. Our money is power. Stop buying what they are selling. Instead, give our money to local farms instead of the subsidized, monopolized agricultural conglomerate. Give our money to small business, not big international chains siphoning community funds for the excessive elite. Give our money to our children for education, not for weapons that kill other people's children. Give our money to enrich our health instead of pharmaceutical companies that manufacture addiction. Give our money to restore the environment around us, upon which all life depends, instead of mountain topping and offshore drilling. Give our money to innovation, not industries bound for certain obsolescence. Give our money to creators, not looters. Turn off the television. Grow a garden. Ride a bicycle. Write. Read. Dance. Sing. Feed our souls. Follow our dreams. Strike this root chord of a new scale together. Sing a new song of awareness, kindness, and harmony. Resonate at the root with love.
Very nice, very nice. Nice groove indeed. And that was At the Root, featuring Snowflake, from the compilation album from Block Sonic called CC Mixter Strikes the Root. That track was multiple put together by Jerris. Wonderful stuff. Go check it out. Of course, if you miss any of the links I'm mentioning, if you're listening in the car and you can't get back to it, then don't forget, go to PeteKogel.com, look up PCP-361, and you'll find out more about it. Interesting stuff. Right, here's a track celebrating the 50th anniversary of Yuri Gagarin's first space flight. It's called Strebsrofmasse by Stern and Springer. Yes, try singing that when you've had a few beers. Stops Matter by Sterling Springer, which you can find at Cosmoraum.org, Cosmoraum.org, K-O-Z-S-M-O-R-A-U-M. It's a site dedicated to this particular album, which is a collaborative album put together by something like, let me just go back to the website and tell me, I think it says something like, a joint effort by two German, two Russian, and two net radio stations. So that's tonatom.net and zimmerrecords.org from Germany, aventuel.net and circlesandlines.org from Russia, and two net labels, Aura Radio from ambion.ru and klangboot.de, who got together to produce this particular album, as I said, to celebrate the marvellous work of Mr. Yuri Gagarin and his first ever space flight. Interesting stuff. I picked that up from Zimmer, but you can pick it up from all of those places. And of course, Cosmoram.org. Excellent stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's have some ska. Yes, this is a band from Banissa Noes in España. They're called Ska Pats. And this is a track called Africa. do like a bit of ska, you know, I do. That's Scarpats, myspace.com/Scarpats is where you'll find them, from Benicio Noes in Spain, and that particular track called Africa. I picked it up from Jamendo, where you'll find lots of good ska and ska punk, of course. Was thinking at one point about doing a ska zone, along with the dub zone and all that sort of stuff, but I'm not quite sure if I'm that into it enough. I like what I hear, but I think some of it sounds, to my ears and the stuff I can pick up, is quite repetitive, and I don't want to do justice to something that I don't think is doesn't float my boat quite so much. Perhaps I should be a Mumbaton zone, or perhaps we should let Ginger Shinobi work that one out. Who knows? I'm going for world domination on all the podcasts and all the record labels in the world, yeah? Not really. Just enjoying myself. Trying to make the best out of an interesting world out there of some fantastic music, and I hope you enjoyed it too. One last track now, and before I shall go, I will leave you with this particular artist. He's called Vaka Foam, from the Ukraine. Another one from Jamendo. I can't find out any more about him other than he's called Vaka Foam, and he's in Jamendo. I did find another records website for Vaka Foam on MySpace, but no idea who he was and what he did or anything. It's a bit strange, really. This is a track called Warrior. I hope you enjoy it. A bit of a drum and bassy type, jungly type stuff to end the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Come back next week for something maybe the same, maybe completely different. Don't forget, there's lots of other podcasts, as mentioned. There's the Dub Zone, Dubstep Zone, Hip Hop Zone. All now members of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, which, of course, you should also go and check out every week, because there's always a digest podcast of all fantastic music coming out of there, and of course Made in the UK every 2 weeks, just music that comes out of the UK. Yeah, it's all there. I'm all part of it, and if you're not part of it, well, why not get involved? Fantastic. Right, I'm gonna go. See you soon, folks. We'll be right back.
Ha ha ha.